A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table this Thursday, November the 11th, 2021. I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, and COVID-19 pandemic is one of the issues. We'll also give you an update on today with the Minister of Health saying, as of 9 November 2021, Zimbabwe had 133,242 confirmed cases. That is since the outbreak in March last year, including some recoveries, more than 128,000 and 4,691 deaths.
And we also look at the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is now in its second phase, and the government said it has inoculated to date more than 3.2 million people, or over 3.3, according to their figures from the Ministry of Health, have been inoculated against COVID-19. And they're also saying they need to reach a herd immunity of 10 million for the program to be a success. So they will be carrying on with vaccination programs. And yesterday, the ministry also said, Ministry of Information said that they were starting, or they are continuing with a program where the children between the ages of 16 and 17 will be inoculated against COVID-19. So we'll be looking at some of these issues, and we'll also be speaking to some women who are doing some projects during this COVID-19 pandemic to help other women.
Yes, Mav, talking of women's projects, we'll be looking at we are hoping to have an official from Zim in Bogota, and we already have some of our guests, as we have previously said. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje, siyabe sicubungula ezijiyeneyo khonapha uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Sibona nje kungolwesine mhla ziku-11 ke November 2021 ulwezi phela. Siyabe sikhangela indaba ezijiyeneyo. Sikhangela lo daba olulokhu lusidla ubhedu olwe-COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi sikhuluma kanje ugatsha olubona ngezempilakahle luthi lona kulanga elilodwa nje eledlulileyo, esingathi ngesilungu ngesingisi past 24 hours, kube labantu abangamashumi amathathu lasikhombisa ke 37 abahlaselwe ileli gciwane, kwabhubha oyedwa. Kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi livela katshana leli gciwane, njalo abantu asebabhubhayo-ke sebebaningi, sebesedlula-ke inkulungwane ezine, i-4,600 selokhu igciwane leli laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Lanxa nje ugatsha lwezempilakahle lisithi amanani la ayehla, siyabona ukuthi baningi abalokhu besamukela umjovo wokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Njalo sikhuluma nje sebedlule izigidi ezintathu, 3.3 million asebehlatshele ijekiseni. Njalo uhulumende lokhu ekhuthaza ukuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi babo, ngoba angahlatshelwa ijekiseni ukhangelele ukuthi igciwane le-coronavirus, umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, waphonga ukuhlasela nje mahlayana. Yebo ke yikho lokhu esake sikhuluma khona. Sizakhuluma njalo labanye abahlonitshwa bethu balwela amalungelo abesifazane, esikhangelele ukuba labo kulona lolu uhlelo Mothers. Njalo sikhangelele kakhulu ke
thina kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai patiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda re-COVID-19, uyezve tichitarisa isu mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai mukubatsira vamwewo madzimai panguva ino ye-COVID-19. Totarisa kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva denda iri ratanga re-COVID-19 muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu vanodaudzira 133,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda re-COVID-19, kwozouyawo vamwe 128,000 nekudaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri vachirikunda. Totarisa vashaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga vasvika ivo vanodaudzira 4,600, zvinoreva kuti 4,600 nekudaudzira. Tozotarisa vanhu vabayiwa nhomba ye-COVID-19 munyika pari zvino vari kusvika ivo pa 3.3 million nekukwira. Uyezve hurumende inoti iyo inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti denda iri riwanikwe richigadzirisika munyika pari zvino. Aiwa, tichange tiine vanyarikani vedu vari pano vachange vari kutaura nesu pamusoro pemabasa avari kubata panguva ino yekurwisa denda iri recovid-19. Tina amai Joyce Mupamhirwa, vanozikanwa nezita rekuti Anti Joy, vachange vainesipo pano pachirongwa chedu, uyezve tine vamwezve munyarikani wedu CC Victress Matutu vari paSouth Africa apo vachange vari kuuya zvakare vachitaurawo pamusoro pemabasa avari kubata panguva ino. Panyaya iyoyi panguva ino apo nyika nepasi rose vari kuedza kurwisa denda recovid-19, saka takamirira kuti tione kubva kuna Anti Joy. Ndinoziva kuti network yekuZimbabwe iri kuti netsei pari zvino, asi ndambovaona vari pano ipapa pachirongwa chedu. Asi regai timboona zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo panguva ino yecovid-19. Takamirira kuti tinzwe kubva kuna Anti Joy pamusoro pemabasa avari kubata.
That I've ever worked as a nurse, at least one patient is going to use curse words at me, is going to make violent statements towards me.
Coe says the COVID-19 safety protocols aren't always welcome.
They're taking their frustration out on visitor policies and the vaccines, and the treatments have just been so over-politicized that it's politics at this point that's driving the problems.
A September survey from National Nurses United shows that 31% of hospital nurses experienced workplace violence, up more than a third since March. ICU nurse Mawata Kamara says a national nursing shortage is partly to blame.
We have more people getting agitated for things such like waiting too long in the emergency room. Unfortunately, the reality is I have other patients that are also equally sick, and I can only dedicate a certain amount of time to this patient.
After being assaulted, nurses can report what happened to supervisors or the police, but they don't always do so. On social media, however, they are not so shy.
Nurses are afraid to report anything because of retaliation, because of feeling that like they're going to be blacklisted, or they're told by the facility not to make a report because of patient satisfaction scores.
That's where accountability breaks down. No reporting means attackers can get off scot-free, explains Richard Moreau of the Emergency Nurses Association.
We're up to approximately 31 states that have felony laws. So if you violently assault an emergency nurse, if you are convicted and it's a felony, it's generally a year of jail time or even more.
A proposed law in the U.S. Senate would require employers to protect nurses and others from reprisal for reporting abuse. It also mandates tailored prevention plans. The Maryland Hospital Association represents 53 hospitals and 7 health systems. In the last 5 years, its members have taken multiple steps to prevent workplace violence.
More cameras, more actual security guards, sometimes with canine.
But with all the politics in this pandemic, security only goes so far.
The nature of healthcare in a hospital is such that you can't eliminate the opportunity for harm. I mean, you've got to have caregivers and patients face-to-face.
Nurses like Kamara want a seat at the table when hospitals plan for safety.
Nurses don't want to quit, but if a nurse had to choose between, you know, keeping a job and coming home, you know, with a broken jaw or coming home traumatized every day, I think a lot of people would choose their peace of mind.
The more than 4 million registered nurses in the United States have shouldered a huge burden in the pandemic. A little help from their patients, they say, shouldn't be too much to ask. Veronica Valderas Iglesias for VOA News, Washington. Be too much to ask. Veronica Valderas Iglesias for VOA News, Washington.
We are watching there and listening to what has been happening here in the United States, and, you know, especially to healthcare workers. And this is not just happening in the United States, but we've seen it worldwide where healthcare workers are complaining that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they are facing some pushback from some of their patients. But we do actually have some of our guests that are here, but I'm going to go ahead and play another video of what's going on in Zimbabwe regarding maternal health care that was done by Columbus Mavunga.
The Mozambique border, about 200 kilometers north of Harare. She's one of the Zimbabwean mothers seeing the benefits that have grown from money provided by UNICEF.
From the time I got pregnant until the delivery of my child, I didn't pay anything. When I delivered, I was given soap, cotton, and other things for free. It was nice compared to what used to happen before.
With funding from UNICEF, the Zimbabwe government has hired health workers who encourage pregnant mothers in rural villages to seek assistance from the country's health institutions to avoid complications.
We tell them the journey to the delivery of your baby can be so easy. Your baby will be taken care of, even while in the tummy, since there are now so many diseases. If they do not come to clinic, the baby may be delivered with illnesses. That's how we encourage them to come to clinic when they become pregnant.
Dr. Tajudini Oyewale, the UNICEF representative in Zimbabwe, says having health workers in rural villages and funding the country's health sector are both paying off.
And when you look back at the latest result of the multiple inpatient cluster survey, Zimbabwe has successfully halved maternal mortality ratio in the last 10 years. And this is a combination of different efforts of everyone. The challenges are real, because the world is evolving.
UNICEF Scambo was a junior official in Zimbabwe for the UN agency when it launched the Health Transition Fund, a multi-donor pooled fund to support the country's barely functioning health sector in 2012. This week, Scambo has been in Zimbabwe to assess whether the fund has changed Zimbabwe's maternal, newborn, and child health systems. He says the fund is bearing fruit.
Zimbabwe has made in terms of providing health services to their entire population. It is not perfect, but I think Zimbabwe can be proud of the achievement made.
The Mali national said Zimbabwe now has a fully functional health system in primary health care, a sharp contrast to what the nation had nearly a decade ago. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Mount Darwin.
VOA News, Mount Darwin, Zimbabwe.
We're hearing there a report on the maternal health situation in Zimbabwe from Columbus Mavunga. But we are lucky that we have one of our guests who is here with us, Beatrice Matutu. My guest is still trying to log on, so hopefully we'll be able to have her move on. Now, welcome to the program, Ms. Matutu.
Thank you so much.
Akufundile lapho khona. Yebo ke lasicubungula njengehlala yenza ke siphathelane labesifazana lamhlanje ke. Sikhangela ukuthi lawe ukhokhela inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana yezim imbokodo. Lawe imbokodo ngokwayo. Ungasitshela ukuthi siyabona ukuthi kukhulunywa kathesi kungani ukuhlupho lama permits lalo lungaduba abantu. Kodwa njoba lungafiki ungathi abantu baphatheke kubi yini kumbe hayi bamelele ukuthi bazabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani.
Indaba yamaphemithi abantu ngabona sebecabanga ukuthi sidlulele isikhathi, yikho bangasela kubekezia ngoba ngalesi sikhathi ezikhathi ezidlulile sasesisazi ukuthi kwenziwani ngawe. So njengomuntu obheke omama, omama abaningi bakhathazekile, babuza insuku zonke ukuthi manje kuthiwani, manje kuthiwani. Mase silandela kuma-social media lapho abantu bekhuluma loba yini, abomama sebehamba bejoga inkulumo abazizwayo lapha kuma-social media bazozuzama ukubuza ukuthi kuliqiniso elingakanani. Kodwa lathi impendulo asilayo, sisalokhu sizile ukuthi size ukuthi uzasekhaya lapho e-South Africa uzathini. Esithemba ukuthi laye ube seke wawakhutha inkulumo yokuthi laye ulinde i-cabinet ye-South Africa ukuthi ithesama ngama-permit. Kodwa sokusihlaliseka kanzinyana mpela sesihlezini ekhulu esisodwa ngoba sazi ukuthi kuzokwenzekani.
Ye, kodwa libona njani ukuthi udubo lolu lufakwe phambi kwedale lephalamende yakhona ngapho? Libonani kulungile yini kumbe hhayi sokuzavulela inhlungu eziningi kulabo abangafuniki ukuthi abantu bephiwe amaphemi sihluzwa ngumuntu wonke?
Singakubeka kuqaca ukuthi loba ngubani emzini wangakibo akulula ukuthi avele amukele abantwana bakamathelwane. Loba kungenzeka ukuthi ubaba usuke kwazi ukuthi hayi abantwana bakamakhelwane bahlezi lapha ngenxa yani, abantwana kunzima ukuthi bamukele. So ukuthi kuthathwe indaba le yamaphemithi kuhanjiswe uhulumende wase-South Africa, kuhanjiswe ezinkantolo, kumbe kube lokungathi kuyadonsiswana nokuthi sokungathi amaphemithi la sefunakala ngenkani, kungenzeka kube lomthelela omubi kakhulu esinqunyweni esibiza ukuthi sithathwe yi-cabinet e-South Africa mayelana ngamaphemithi. Ngiyabonga ngokho lokho ezenzakalayo asoze zini affect isinqumo sekhadi.
Maybe sir, let's take also our Zimbabwean guest because of the network issues quickly. Hello, welcome to the program, Auntie Joy. I know you're in Zimbabwe, just like Victress was saying, there's an issue of connectivity even there in South Africa. But tombo kutotambira ine mufaro ipo pano. Mungatitsanangurei kuti ndimi yani uyezve kuti sangano renyu rinonzi chii?
Okay, thank you so much. Inini zita rangu ndinonzi Joyce Mupamirwa. Randinoshanda naro ndinonziro Auntie Joy. Inini ndinoitawo basa rekudzidzisa madzimai kunonziwo kurongeka muupenyu. Not kuti ndakanyanya kurongeka sei, but zvechida kubatsirana semadzimai kuti tingazvifambise seiwo kuti dzimba dzedu dzimire zvakanaka uye titarisikewo, titarisikirewo kunze zvakanaka, like kubika deko yemumba, kuitawo makeup semudzimai, kungozvishambidzawo uchingoonekerawo semukadzi akarongeka. Ndo zvimwe basa randinonyanya kuita iroro. Nekune vange vanenge vachinetsekana kuti marriage yangu iri kunetsa pakati nepakati, tobatsirana. Tine magroup ari kuWhatsApp, tine page riri paFacebook, kuInstagram. Ndo zvandinonyanya kuita izvozvo.
Makatanga sei kuti mufunge kuti regai nditange kuita izvi tichiona kuti vazhinji vari kudzimbikana nezvinhu zvakawanda nyanya madzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19?
Okay. Iri basa iri ndakaritanga ndofunga 2017. Ndakangotangori gurupu hwaninye kuti ini ndiri munhu anonyanya kuda marriage kuti munhu wese angogarawo mumba handiti. So ndakatangawo kungoti ndida kuvhura gurupu tingobatsirana semadzimai tichionesana tichinamata tiri pamwe chete. Saka magurupu aya akatanga kubatsira vanhu vakawanda kusvika azosvika mu26 magurupu. Ndokuona kuti WhatsApp manje yanyanya kuti kurei magurupusi anyanya kuwanda chirega ndichindo kuFacebook. Jeko ndizvo zvimwe chete, nekubika ndizvo zvimwe chete. Takangotanga karika group yekubika kusvikira vatiwo nemukurumbiro vanhu vakutangawo kudzidza kudini kubika nejeko iyoyo. Saka ndakangozvitangawo ndangonzwawo kuti ndofanira kudini kungoitawo basa irori. Kutaura chokwadi zvakange zvisiri nyore, asi Mwari vakatikundisa. Ndaitonamata kuti Mwari dai vatikwanisirawo vakadzi vazhinji vazivawo zvandida kuedza kuti munhu azive. Saka ipapa patine magroups ede kuti makuseni tinonamata vanhu vodzidziswa kugara mudzimba zvakanaka, toendawo kupeji kugroupu rekubika, tobika, toenda kudheko, todhekoreta mudzimba tichishingisana semadzimai kuti marriage haingosiwe, mukadzi ndeanoshingirira. Sandike munguva yeCOVID inei yatatiri yange isina kutombomira zvakanaka. Vazhinji varume vakarasikirwa nemabasa, vamwe vana amai vakarasikirwa nemabasa. Zvikave zvinhu zvakanetsa kunyanya budget chesa nge malockdown ichanga chidzigaramba nemurume wako vazhinji vairovana vamwe vachiurayana saka ndaive ndiripo ndichidzoreredza kuti mudzimai unoziva kuti imba haidiwo munhu anonyanya kuda kubvanyanya kuda kuongororesa sereki kana murume achinga apo ngatigarisanei zvakanaka kusvikira lockdown ichinopera tikadzidzisana budget kuti unofanira kubudgetawo sei panguva yatiri inei nekuti madyiro ataiita kana nemafarira ataiita covid isati yaiko zvatisiyanei ndava mari haichabatike zvakanaka saka ndo mamwe madzidzisiro ataiita semadzimai
tombotarisa kuti muri kutaura imi nyaya yebhajeti munodzidzisa kuti chine kuti vazhinji vari kutaura zvamataura izvi kuti vakaratsikirwa nemabasa saka tichitarisa kuti kisimusi yaakuzosvika munoti kumadzimai panguva inoi panguva tiri pasi pecovid-19
ya ini nhangu panguva yatiri inei hakuna munhu asiri kuzviziva kuti zvinhu zvaasina kumira zvakanaka hakuna munhu asiri kuziva kuti mabasa varume vazhinji vakarasikirwa nemabasa vamwe mamasalaries akatokatwa chaiko chaiko saka wose mukadzi unofanira kungoziva kuti nguva yekrismasi yataa kusvika i kungogutsikana nepauri kungogutsikana nezvauinazvo kana murume wako ati iwewe hatina mari yakaringana mari yatinayo ndeyekutenga zvinokwana pataimu iyoyo usazvikuvadze nepeer pressure kuti ndofanira kuita zvinhu zvinoonekwa nevanhu vese ita zvinoenderana nehomwe yako dumbu harina glasi hakuna anoziva kuti wadyei pakrismas krismas izuva rimwe chete nekuda kwemaproblems atakafesana nawo aya tinofanira kungodzidza semadzimai kuti mamarriages edu agarisike zvakanaka nekuti kana taimbocelebrata krismas makore apfuura tichipfachura tichiita sei tichifara nemhuri dzedu pamwe pachona panguva yatiri ne hatisi kukwanisa kuita izvozvo saka semukadzi unofanira kungoziva kuti kana waimbotenga mombe yese kuti mudye waakufanira kutenga mbudzi kana mari yacho iripo kana maimbotenga kana zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana muchiita kuauti maakufanira kuita zvinokwanirana nemari yenyu kuitira kuti zvinhu zvigozvisazokunetsei ndava tichavhura zvikoro izvi vana vachada kudzokera kuchikoro vana vachada kutengerwa mabooks vatengerwa mainforms kumeva kutotanga mafomu 1 magrade 1 saka kuti ndisazokuomere semukadzi dhila nezvauinazvo hazvirevi kuti kupfachura ndoo kurongeka no tinoenderana nekuti situation yedumba medu yakamira sei vana amai rendi dzinoda kubhadharwa January kana uchinyatsoona kuti murume wangu pamwe pari zvinhu awana bhonasi yake chitendekawozvo uti kana kashoma kawawana ikako wokwanisa kubhadhara rendi yako wokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvinobatika kuitira kuti usazonetsane nemurume pamberi apo mombosiya zvekuti tofanira kudii kufara chete kufara kunodiwa but kana zvisina kuringana ngatidzidzei kudzikamanai kana zvisina kuringana ngatidzidzei kushanda nezviripo ndopa unozoona murume dzimwe nguva akutadza kukunzwisisa akugara akagumbuka stress wamupa stress nekuda kwepressure vakadzi ngatiregedzei kupa varume pressure ndoya pamwe chete nekuvarume ikoko kana mari iripo zvinhu zvakaringana mukadzi ngaachengetwe mukadzi ngaafadzwe paholiday inei ngaasurprise one chunhu kunge mari iripo but kana pasina mukadzi ngaagutsikani kuti vedu yemari hapana mashamatambiro ataita krismas karaya zvinhu zvakarongeka aiwa atopfuurira pari zvinhu hazvikwanisike kuti tipfuurire mberi mufarire iwoyo ndava covid yakauya ikakanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda saka mukadzi wese akarongeka anofanira kungonzwisisa kuti nguva yatiri inei vazhinji zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyewo ndichikurudzirawo madzimai mamwe kuti kana even panext pako panext doka unoti ava vanawo chikafu kutongopanana chaiko nekuti vamwe mabasa akabva atopera zvinhu zvakabva zvatodzokera kumashure saka semadzimai ndofunga tikangobatsirana ipapo zvinhu zvinotiitira zvakanaka
apa tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi uyezve vanoda kuti vashande nemi vanokuwana iko
inini ndiri kuzimbabwe ndogara kuchitungwiza chaiko chaiko ndine facebook page rangu rakanzi antijoy zim kwandinodzidzisa madzimai kubika jeko nekutorayirana seizvezvi zvandiri kutongotaura ipapapo nemakeup then kumawhatsapp group ndinawo ari 26 ezviri mudzimba yakanzi zviri mudzimba naantijoi then pane rekubika 1 neredeco 1 nerehealthy 1 saka ese anobva aita 29 ndo magrupu andinoshanda nawo neremakeup rechitete ndo magrupu andinoshanda nawo iwayo saka vanenge vachida kundibata papage pangu paripo pafacebook rakanzi antijoi zim kana kuti kuinstagram futi rakanzi antijoi zim payoutube zvakare antijoi zim
aiwa tinotenda antijoi moramba muripo timboenda tichimbonzwawo zvikuitika kusouth africa as we're hearing there from antijoi zim but maybe just say in english before I let you go so that we can also give a chance to Ms. Matuji to tell us about what's going on in South Africa during this COVID-19. What are you seeing from women, especially in Zimbabwe, during this COVID-19? How are you assisting them? I don't know. We can hear you. Carry on. I think your network is bad. So, Star, I think you can go over and speak to Ms. Victress Matutu while we sort out the audio with Auntie Joy. Go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho besizwa omunye ke umhlonishwa wethu okuthiwa uAunt Joy esichasisela ke ngendlela waziqhubayo ezokufundisa abesifazana okuchiyeneyo ukugoqela ke ukupheka lokunye lokokuzicomba ngama makeup esithi ke ngama projects ke ayenziwayo khona ngapho kwele South Africa nkosazana Matutu kukhona yini okunye okwenziwayo ngabesifazana ukuthi beziphilise kungayisikho ukuthi uqhatshiwe umuntu angazenzela ibusiness yakhe nje azihlalele aphile ngayo kumbe kunzima emazweni abanikazi.
Thina njengamaZimbabweans omama esihlala eSouth Africa ngicabanga ukuthi sesa-adjusta, yebo sitokuhlambeni sisemazweni abanikazi kodwa sesa-adjusta safunda ukuthi impilo silaphi sikhona. Kuningi abantu abangomama abakwenzayo njengoba sikhuluma esimuzi alijoyilayo ethi lapho eZimbabwe mama bakhona abakwenzayo bayafundisana lokhu nalotyana lapho eSouth Africa abantu abamama abaningi njengoba ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lesi abantu balahlekelwe yimisebenzi engikubonayo ukuthi abantu abasazihluphi kangako ukuthi njengoba umsebenzi ulahlekile babe belokhu bedinga umsebenzi omama sebafunda ukuthi ukuziphilisa akukho ngokuthi umuntu asebenze kuphela njalo noma abasebenzayo bakhona abaziphilisi ngokusebenza kuphela ngoba mangase sibheka empilweni impela i-cost of living isiphezulu kakhulu lapha e-South Africa ukuthi izimali lezi esizisebenzayo singomama sizihola zisigcine impela zikwazi ukuthi sifake ukudla ematafuleni for abantwana sikwazi ukuthumela labasekhaya sikwazi ukuphila khona lapha angeke zize kuze kulunge so singomama ngomama bale zinto abazenzayo eceleni ngaphandle komsebenzi kuyathengiswa lapha kulezinto eziningi abantu ababhizinisi abawenzayo abanye ngabathengisa ezitaladeni abanye ngabathengisa izinto online so sinanzelela ukuthi ngemva kokuthi kube khona i-COVID-19 yebo ingabe ke yaba luhlupho waba ngumkhuhlane ohlukumeze abantu kodwa uthiye abantu abangomama behlakaniphile bekwazi ukuthi impilo noma nini iyakwazi ukuthi jike ingabi lokhu adiyikho khona izona. So omama abaningi bavukile bahlakanipha babona ukuthi ukusebenza kukhona kodwa okwenza ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukuthola imali. Abomama ngike ngabona abanye omama bethi bona sebethengisa impahla online kuyabasebenzela mpela kulokuthi bayendlale phansi impahla abazithengisile esemgwaqweni sebela indlela yokuthi ba-advertise impahla zabo khonapho kubo-Facebook nabo-Instagram abantu baba-contacte khonapho bese bebuya kiwo bezothenga okungenye indlela ekade omama bengayinanzelelanga ukuthi ingenzeka ukuthi bathengise online kuvezwe ukuthi abantu bekuma-lockdown so bekungayenzi ukuthi noma ufuna ukuthi uphume uyethengisa lezo mpahla uphume ngoba sikuma-lockdown ukuvalela abantu abavumeli ukuphuma so banye bazele cebo lelo lokuthi hhayi ukuthengisa online awula contact eningi lama-customer udinga ama-customer wakho online abantu bezelelane igciwane le-COVID-19 online bese libona ukuthi abatelanga izinto zabo lenzanjani kulula kakhulu kulokuthi uhlale phandle ulinde ama-customer ube exposed kugciwane lemili le-COVID-19 so ziningi izinto mabasebezenza lapho engizibonayo engithi noma ngibhekile ukuthi i-COVID-19 isihlukumezile futhi siye sihlakaniphile.
Ye kodwa kulula yini ukuthola ama-customer ukuthi abantu esingathi i-network batholana lula kumbe kunzima ukuthi omunye ungaphi omunye uzambona ngaphi?
Khona ukuthola ama-customer online akukho nzima kangako ngoba nxa sesibhekile ngalesi sikhathi samanje abantu abaningi vele izinto ezinhle bezenza online so lo muntu odinga ukuthenga akasazihluphi kangako ngokulanda ulutho lapho oluthengiswa khona ngokulanda umuntu othengisayo. Umuntu usuka e-online ayedinga into ayifunayo asikaifaneke lo muntu othengisayo bathengiselane khona akukho safe kangako kodwa yikho enye indlela engenziwa phela kumele kufanele sizile kufanele abantwana bewenzile so Bila mana marestatatai, jauh untuk sesuatu, itu ngaku azul tu cengiti, lain itu untuk customer. Kau tu mungkin selalu itu ngaku mazul tu mungkin. Itu cendera itu ni gupela, unkulunkulun do pati itu lo muntuk beli muntuk beli customer beli right beli beli itu cengangin tel. Akona bila matu, bila matola kona, lama ngaku online, gota online aku pasti tak cool. Umuntu jauh mami tu melayan, itu mai cengita online. Abe careful at that period of food. I'm a customer as I'm with our verify. A Pamboba, Abatins, the ladies in the last Pamboba Batana in the custom. Moba good name also means one abandoned the online. What are our minds? I will call young men. So the Hamba is Ganala, our mother is still our wind. Be careful with the same.
Oh, yes, in the Lavantu, what we was or ten are Matupa, Evantuini, Abulavuti, we are Patala. Online. Which would name Alila, Kobama, the account of which one battle online. Who may look just up we and work in Yama, called as a battle.
We have Patalana online with Yenzina. But as to put to the Guboma, Moguti, my defense of Matins online lapa, the Tinebe Patal, the Brad saying a fire order, the Tinebe order using the Batala online is the Bangas. Moba ngesikhathi bakhona abantu abasebenza bafuna ukuba wodisele izinto online thola ukuthi uzothola omama abafuna ukuwoda noba zimpahla asibagqugquzele omama ukuthi babhadale online bengakazivuli impahla njalo labo nxa bethengisa futhi asigqugquzele ukuthi bathathe izimali online laba-customer laba bengabonanga kuningi osokungenzeka yebo khona indlela yokubhadalana online singayibona njengendlela elula kodwa ngesikhathi samanje sikhila kiso wonke umuntu udinga ithuba lokuthola imali labaqola abantu lawo badinga amathuba okuthola imali so siyagqugquzela omama ukuthi nxa uthenga kumbe uthengisa online khonapha kubo-Facebook o-marketplace ungayibhadali into ongayibonanga kungangcono uqala olubona oluthi ukusenza i-transfer yakho online yokubhadala if ungafuni ukubhadala ngekhefu kodwa sinisekisa ukuthi uluthela ubhadalayo uqala ulubone kuqala ngaphandle kokuwubhadale lokuthengisa qinisekisa ukuthi i-customer uqala uyi-verify ubone ukuthi i-customer yangempela kuqala ngaphambi kokube kube ne-exchange le yemali
yebo ke that's very interesting if you can summarize for us again the same information in English what are the women doing there in South Africa to survive if they are for those who are not formally employed
okay What I can say is that the COVID-19 is a pandemic that has destroyed many lives, that has disrupted many lives. But there is something good that has come out of COVID-19. Ladies who just lost their job, they just realized that anytime you can lose a job, and it's not that you can only earn something through working for someone. There are ways that women can survive. Not only by working, you can just have a business, you can sell stuff, you can just start your own business. And COVID-19 has shown people that's possible. It's doable. We can do it. So there are things that women do. Some women just have resorted to selling stuff. And, you know, when you're selling, going to the street and maybe sit there and sell whatever you're selling, or you're a vendor, you're selling clothes, or you're selling paperware, you're selling whatever you're selling. During the lockdown, you are not allowed to do that. You couldn't just go on the street and sell stuff because you will be exposed to COVID-19. And the lockdown regulations wouldn't allow you to do that as a vendor or as someone wants to sell something. So women have now realized that they can use the social media like Facebook, Instagram, the online things that they can sell their things there, they can get customers from social media. And that has shown people that it's not only about working, it's not only about physical selling to someone, you can do it online. Technology has done it good for everyone. Because if you go and you sell something or you want to buy something, you can get it there, then everything is done on the phone. We know that.
If I may just come in, what platforms are people using? I know I heard Auntie Joy's in there saying in Zimbabwe they're mainly using WhatsApp and then also I think she said Twitter and Instagram. What platforms are people in South Africa, especially women, using to sell their wares?
I think all these social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp are worldwide. They're all over the world. So even here in South Africa, a lot of people are using marketplace for Facebook, and they use Instagram to advertise their stuff. They can use WhatsApp. You can have WhatsApp groups where you advertise your stuff and sell your stuff. All the social media platforms allow women to advertise their things and allow women to do business online, which is a very good thing.
Yes, and you can also go ahead and explain how you about the payment. That do they do the transactions online? You were saying you have offered them advice about that issue, or do they have people have to come physically to pay? Okay.
We all know that in everything that is done, they are opportunists. There are people who are waiting to just rob people. So we just talk to women and tell them that they must make sure that even if they do their business online, they must verify their customers. They must verify who they buy stuff from, because sometimes they order stuff to sell. You can even order from those social media platforms. But before you order and pay, you must verify how genuine the advert that you saw on social media is. Because while we are busy as women trying to make a living out of selling stuff, there is someone out there who's busy trying to make a living out of robbing people. So you just have to take a risk. You know it's not safe for selling or buying online, but as women, we are known of just, you know, taking risks. We have to just practice that life, that we can take risk. If you don't take a risk, just take a risk, then sometimes you will just stay there and think, okay, I can't go online and buy stuff because I'm going to be robbed. But if you stay home and don't do that, then at the end of the day, you won't have food for your kids, you won't be able to take the kids to school, you won't be able to take care of yourself. So in as much as we know that there are people who are waiting to rob us there, we just tell women to be very careful. Go online, sell your stuff, order your stuff, but go there and be very careful. Just verify everything you find on social media before you take anything.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let me pose that same question to Auntie Joy Zim. Kuti vanhu vamunoita mabasa yamunenge muri kuita muchivadzisa vanenge vachida kutengesa zvinhu zvavo pasocial media apa, munovadzidzisa here hungwaru hwekuti vanozoita sei kana vachinge vawana vanhu vanoda kutenga zvinhu zvavo? Auntie Joy, I'm not sure if your network is still allowing you. I'm not sure. I think she might have frozen. But so I'll bring back our guest from South Africa while we try and work out the actual network issues. Ms. Matutu, I was asking Auntie Joy Zim there that, you know, if they have a similar situation in Zimbabwe. Because I think that also happens here, Star, because we have such, you know, platforms where people, you know, when you buy something online, they actually encourage you to go, you know, as in groups so that you don't get attacked or something like that. So I'd ask that question to Auntie Joy Zim, but I think her network is also playing up. So maybe
I could say that she wasn't responding. She wasn't aware we're even talking to her. I think
it's she's frozen. Her network is not working. She's
frozen. So, yeah, that's a very risky business. People don't buy from verified website and so forth. Yes, she joined us again.
Not yet. We can go ahead and continue.
Yes, Victress, coming back to the issue of permit, which we spoke of earlier on, we know people are waiting with bated breath to see if their permits will be renewed. And we know that some women also are looking forward to this. Would you say there are many women who also took opportunity of this? Are they as much as the men, or most of them don't have the permits? I knew there were gender issues concerning the uptake of the applications.
On this one, I'm sorry, I just have to say, I think there is as much women as men are on this thing of the ZEP. Because when we applied in 2010, it was like everyone, you go there and apply. Whoever didn't go there didn't want to go there. So I think there is maybe a lot of women than men who have the permit. So you can imagine how it's like when women are like now panicking, they don't know what's going to happen. I think in terms of panicking, women are more worse than men. Maybe men that just sit there, whatever, come what may. They don't even care. But women, we just panicking. So it's something that I can say that a lot of women are also waiting for the outcome of this pending permit. So we're just sitting here and hoping that the government of South Africa will come up with a positive answer.
Yes, and we see that the issue is now in, they are planning to take the issue to parliament. Would you say that's a good move? Because we're seeing that there are campaigns to the effect that Zimbabweans, people's permits should not be renewed. You think the government should just have done this quietly and not presented in parliament? What's the feeling like there about Zimbabweans?
I just think all this commotion was caused by Zimbabweans who took the South African government to court about this permit. So after South Africans heard about that, they just went ballistic. They are now campaigning that the ZIM permit must not be renewed. So if the government of South Africa is taking it to the parliament, we're just hoping that the parliament is not going to listen to citizens and just think about us, Zimbabweans, who've been staying here since 2010, who've been using those permits. I know the South Africans are out there just advocating for the ZIM permit not to be renewed. And I don't blame them. Sometimes maybe they've got a point. So, but as a permit holder, as someone who knows a lot of women who are permit holders, I'm just crossing my fingers that all this that's happening spoken on the street about these permits not being renewed is not going to affect the parliament's decision on this one.
Yebo ke ungasitshela ke ngesini nje vele ukuthi uma munjani khona ngapha lesabelini ukuthi kungaba lodlakela lwenketho abechavi khona ngapha nje ngoba so indaba lesihlafuna eParliament izizalwane zakhona ngapha ezingafuniyo abantu beZimbabwe.
Izizalwane South Africa azikaze zibafune vele abantu baseZimbabwe. Lokhu ngokokuqala okumele sibekwazi. And manje ngendaba yale yamapemisi ngoba sebezile ukuthi kuhlongoza ukuthi amapemisi ayaphela. Kumele arinyuwe sebethatha amachanse ukuthi labo bakhulume ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe akumelanga barinyuwele ama-permit. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuvele kufikele kuthini abavele abantu be-South Africa akazi bebathanda abantu baseZimbabwe kubeke ukuthi akazi bebathanda abantu abavela ngaphandle. So lapha-ke sebethole ithuba lokungena ukuthi njengoba kuvele kuhlongozwa indaba yama-permit sebethole ithuba lokuthi labo bakhankase ukuthi ama-permit la angavuselelwa. Okuyinto engenza futhi kube nomthelela ngoba phela iSouth Africa, iParliamente yeSouth Africa iliParliamente labantu. Nxa abantu bakhona besisho njalo, so kungenzeka ukuthi iParliamente lilalele abantu beSouth Africa ngezikhalazo zabo zokuthi abasafuni ukuthi amapemithi abantu baseZimbabwe abuthelele. So kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe iParliamente ngaphuma lesinqumo sokuthi amapemithi azovuselelwa, baphinde bavuse udlame futhi ukuthi bona bebefuna ukuthi amapemithi angavuselwa, nxa esevuselelwa bese kusiba ngumsindo.
Njalo sike sathinta udaba lwabesifazane ukuthi hhayi kukhanya labo basukumela phezulu ngempela yini ukuthi bewabhalise. Siyakwazi ukuthi asilama-statistics asinikeze sakuthi gqoqo, kodwa ngokuxoxa labo bakhona labo abalawo njalo abamelele ukubona ukuthi kuyowena ngaphi indaba lokuxaxa.
Abantu abangomama abalamapemithi lawo abalindileyo bamanga kakhulu. Esikelini sabantu abangu-10 ngingatsho ukuthi abangu-4 kumbe 5 kulaba abalamapemithi ngomama. So omama baningi kakhulu abalinde amapemithi. Ngo-2017 amapemithi lawa evuselelwa nasiyinhlangano yezimindlu kodwa besisenzela abantu amabhukisi wadenethi bawenze besiya-aplaya amapemithi. Senzele omama abaningi kakhulu. Njalo lokho kungenza ngikhulume impela kungelakunanazi ukuthi baningi kakhulu omama abalamapemithi okuyimanje balinde ngamehlo abo.
Nxa usithi labayenzela utshona ukubaphathisa ukuhambisa amaphepha kumbe lani lalisebenza nohulumende weSouth Africa njengenhlanganiso?
hayi besingasebenzile uhulumende weSouth Africa kodwa angithi yabona ukuthi iprocess yakhona yokuthi umuntu aze afile amafomu apply online apply ukuthi ayefika khona ngale aye apply permit abanye omama abalayo abazange bebe la instance ukuthi bakwenelise ukuthi bazizwe lokho mina njengenhlangano ebhekele omama besisiza omama ukuthi sibasize ukuthi sibasizele online sibasilele amafomu adinga ukuthi afilwe base behamba-ke bezo-aplayela kodwa sisize omama abaningi kakhulu
yebo-ke hhayi kusho ukuthi babencediswa-ke ngakho lokho okwama-permits njalo kathesi okwamanje nje asasebenza kodwa ngaphandle kwalokhu inhlelo zabesifazane lokhu eziqhubeka yini bephathisa labakhona ekhaya njengoba sesibona ukuthi imigoqo ye-COVID-19 isinganiyekethisiwe mbijani
Yes, siyajabula ukuthi imigoqo ye-COVID-19 ngakho South Africa siyekethisiwe laseZimbabwe ngathi sokungcono kusefana njalo sikhulekele ukuthi njengoba kuhlongozwa lokuthi kuzibuza i-fourth wave e-COVID-19 ingafinyeleli ngoba nxa ifinyelela kuzabuya kuvalwe futhi kodwa ma kungavalwanga isimo sinje kanje inhlelo zethu zizahamba kangcono kakhulu zizahamba kangcono kakhulu ngoba ama-lockdown ayavala konke esikwenzayo njengezinhlangano ukuthi nxa sifuna ukuthi sihambe siye ekhaya kumbe sisize khonapha siphakathi e-South Africa kuba nzima ukuhamba nxa siyukuthi si-unde ama-lockdown so nxa kuvuleka kuyeke thithwa siyathemba ukuthi njengoba sibhekele kuleli khefu lesifuno selizayo esiyibe sisisebenzisa kakhulu ukwenza izinto esifuna ukuzenza ngoba sinike izikhathi lasemsebenzini sibhekele ukuthi kube khona okunene esizokwenza ngaleso sikhathi sekhefu lesifuno
yebo-ke kuhle kodwa sesikhangela phela inhlelo leziyana ezokuhambisa okay hhayi ngabuya-ke sengikhuluma okuningi ngawe sesembuyele emuva but nango-ke uMarvelous Marvelous were talking about the issue of permits and
yes I was actually listening as I'm also trying to get back Auntie Joy Zima her network is bad but okay, it's an issue that you know is worrying a lot of women especially regarding the permits and I like what you said so you know do you have like groups where women are you know banding together to discuss the way forward regarding these permits
Yes, there are a lot of groups. There are a lot of groups on Facebook, on WhatsApp. Some groups are mixed with men, but there are some groups that are only women that are talking about permits and their renewal. You can see the level of panic that is among women. The fact that people will wake up every day in the morning and ask if there is anything, and they take anything. So it's just the level of panic that is there that you can see that. People are just waiting, and they are not expecting a negative result. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to women that are waiting if the parliament comes out with a negative answer. It's going to crush us.
Yes, I can understand that because, you know, but speaking to some of the organizations that work with people doing with, you know, dealing with permits, they were saying they're very hopeful that something positive will come out. But it's interesting, some were saying that there were even some people that were protesting today or yesterday in Pretoria about the permits. Did you see anything at the embassy?
No, I didn't see any women that went there. I'm not sure which machine was that.
Yeah, it's a group of South Africans. But let me try and take Sisi Joy, Auntie Joy, to come onto the program, although her network is bad, but we'll try and hear what she's saying. Auntie Joy Zim, mungo tipo mazwenye kupedzi sira kuti ndezvipi zvimwe zvamuri kuita se mudzimai imomo muZimbabwe zvamungati imi zviri kubatsirawo mamwe madzimai.
Okay, sorry, Janine,
Thank panguva ino tinoona kuti vanhu vari kushandisa dande mutande nyanya mukutengesa muri kuvadzidzisa here kuti zvinofamba sei padande mutande kana munhu achida kutengesa zvaari kuda kutengesa pamanetwork akadai taura henu
like ipapa ndinongoti munhu kazhinji mazuva ano kuti utotengesa kana kuti unyanya kuita zvinhu zvakuzvizikanwa unogona kushanda newhatsapp kana kufacebook ndinodzidza vanhu kuti unofanira kutovhura gurupu rako pamwe pacho pandinopinda ndoadvertisira munhu bhizinesi rake sevazhinji vanondideidza kuti yamuchadvertisirewo zvinhu zvedu ndopinda mumagurupu mamaime ndovabatsira kuti vanhu vazive kuti zvinhu zvinoshanda sei kana kuti zvinoitwa sei saka ndakatovaudza kutoti munhu kana uri mudzimai ukaita ukagurupuka kunge vanhu vanenge vachitengesa nekuti mazuva ano ndo upenyu hwatoveko pamwe pacho unogona kuti hatitotengesa parodhi hatitogona kuwana mari shoma than ari kutengesa online so kazhinji kacho ndinogona kutoti vhura gurupu rako wavhura gurupu rako wopidza vanhu vako imomo toadvertisa mudzimai akutotengesa paya upenyu hwakutochinja saka tinoona hangu sekuti nguva yatiine online zvekutengesa online ndo zvakatokosha ndo madzidziro andinovaita
ko kune avo vangada kunge vachishanda nemi tipei zvakare kuti vanokuwanai sei vari kuti ivo antijoyi tazvifarira zvavari kutaura nyanya panyaya yezvemabatirwo edzimba panguva ino yekrisimusi yati kusvika iyi vanokubata ipapo
allright inini nhamba dzangu dzinoti 0+263-347-148-419
taurai zvakare
+263-347-148-419
mumbotitsanangura zvakare kuti muri kuti panyaya yekuti dzimba dzisaparare panguva ino yecovid-19 takanangana nekrisimusi
inini matsanangurira andaita pekutanga ekuti nguva yatiri nei krisimasi zvaya kusvika kudai so vakadzi ngatidzidzei kungozviti dzikamirei mbichana tichiona homwe dzana baba kuti munguva yecovid yataatiri zvii zvazviri kuitika uye baba vaibata mari sei nekuti tinogona kupa murume presha kuti ndotoda chakati nechakati nechakati pakrismas ofucho kutinatoziva kuti zvinhu zvaasina kumira mushe shanda nebhajeti yako dzidza zvaunoda iwewe handi dumba rina glasi chireva kuti chaunodya pakrismas ka achitombogone kuonekwa nemunhu ari kunzoo iwe ndowega unozvipa puresha wega saka semudzimai akarongeka akangwarira anofanira kuziva kuti homwe yemurume ake inobuda mari yakawanda sei kana ndaona mari yemurume wangu iri shoma ndakutoshanda nebhajeti yandinayo inoita kuti next year ndigorarama zvakanaka nemhuri ndisazvipinze muzvikwere zvinoda kufadza ndoda zvifadza nguva diki diki inopfuura bcause krismas in one day saka kuti uyezve madzimai pamwe pacho tunhu twatinoda tinogona kutifaradzira nezvi matauriro chaiwo chaiwo ukatoziva kuti murume wako haana haikona kumudza kuti irombe nekuti ashaya mari yekrismas haikona kudza murume kuti irombe nekuti haana kutenga kana kuti huku yawaida pakrismas mamakoresi pamwe aisitenga pamwe nekuda kwenguva yatasangana nayoi ndopatadza kuwana mukana wekuti akutengerei chigamuchira zviripo nekuti mangwana anouya next year kuzvinogona kuita zvakanaka mukadzokera pamaivi saka madzimai ari mudzimba yeyo krismasi yasvika kutsikanai nezvami nazvo zvauya nababa vatembo ngatigamuchireiwo izvozvo vana babawo vari kunzoo kana uchiziva kuti iwewo une mari inokwanisa kuti mhuri yako ifare fadzawo mukadzi wako haikona kuda kufadza vekunzoo wemumba yeye mufadzowo uda nayowo kana mari iripo mukadzi anotsanangurirwa mune zvakanakawo futi kuti amai mwana mari handina mari ndinayo kana kuti handina kana ari mukadzi anodaimbaika anotozivisa kuti baba vemwana vari kuti mari havana ichokwadi kuti havana kune varume matozika ekuti anoti inini mari ndinhandina iye ainayo zvake ozoona akuraradza achinodhakwa achibuda kunzoka achinogozha nemafrenzi but mhuri aisiya isina chiisina zvakakwana vana baba kuti variko vasingatokoshesi maschool fees evana next year kutevera vasingakoshese kuti marenti ari kuuya next year vanongofunga zvekufara panguva iyoyo saka tiri kuti sana baba nanaamai krismas iri kusvika hatiinoisi nekuti vamweni muchatemana nemapanga vamwe muchairwa nenyaya yekuti muda kuedza kuzvifadza ofuti mari kana kuti nezviripo hazvisi kukwanisa hazvisi kukwanisika saka mukadzi ukangoziva kuti ai muruma wangu ana chakati haana mari yakati saka takushanda nezviripo irinewo baba kana mawanawo mari kuteerera mukadzi womupachena mufarewo nemhuri zvakaringana nekuti nguva gore raperaka tofanira kuseregeza tabudawo muchi mucovid tiri vapenyu handiti ndizvo
ehe ipapo pamataura kuti tiri kuona nyaya dzekupondana nekurayana munyika dziri kuti wandei zviri kufamba sei dzatiri kungoverenga mumatandemutande umu.
Ya, inini ndinoona sekuti pamwe pacho vakadzi tinorera dambudziko rigokura usina wekusheya naye, asi munozviona like kuti mukadzi anonyatsoziva kuti inini murume wangu anogara achindiponda everyday, anogara achindirova umwana anomubukira kuchipatara but anoramba achingoshingira nemudziyei. Pamwe pacho kurambanaka hazvirevi kuti wagumirwa neupenyu. Pane pamwe paunonyatsoona kuti rurufu rwandakatarisana narwo ukaona murume anokutema nedemo kana kuti anokurova nebati paya nemapanga muyeekiza neupenyu hwako, upenyu hautengi kaviri, unoraramwa kamwe chete. Saka ukaona kuine vhidhoga dzakadaro dzekuti munotemana nematemo garaiwatisa then pouya pamwe wope kuti madzimai tinozviziva kuti isu tinotaurisa pamwe pacho kana kuti murume anogona ngaakanganisa. Ngatisaitiwo zvinhu zvinoita kuti tizorwa mudzimba imomo. Vamwe vacho tinogona kutaura zvako zvisiriko kuti ukamaive murume kuti mai vako hure hee vakazodera vakazodai uchitaura zvisiri zvi murume anogona nga asina pfungwa dzekukurova, asina hondo, asina pfungwa dzehondo newe but akanzwa majeti amai ava masoko avari kutaura anogona kumupusha kusvikira azonitsana newe. Saka pamwe pacho kuzvininipisa nekuziva masoko ekutaura panguva yakafanira ndionange zvinobatsira maverezisi. Ende iwo kana uri mukadziwo ukaona kuti murume wangu igonzi ndapota ndapota zvimwe zvinhu hazvi zvekugarira kuchengeta vakadzi vane problemu yekunoshingirira pane pamwe pekuti yesu kushingirira toda imba zvichinamba zvichiumbirisa but pane pamwe pekuti kana ukaya nedemo handigoni kushingirira demo kana teukambogurwa gumbo kana ungira kuchipatara mangonodzoka zvemba imomo handioni pachibuda zvakanaka ipapo ndopamunozoona vamwe vazozviuraya ndopakanati azourayiwa muzitaa akatiza kare kare tisangoaziva munhu wako kuti munhu wangu imaitira ndi hasha dzake dzi anondosvisa pari vamwe mune mitorera hasha kusvika dzanokura dzosvika pamlevho risingagoni kutsanangurika muzosvika pakuurayana.
Aiwa batai makadaro, tichadzoka kwamuri. So we're hearing there from Auntie Joy Zim, who I have on a WhatsApp call. She's just explaining about, you know, some of the issues that are facing women, especially during this COVID-19. She's saying that, you know, for those women that are abused, if you need to get out, get out. And she was saying that, you know, she's seen that there's a high increase of broken down families in Zimbabwe at the moment due to COVID-19. And then she was also talking about it's important for women to spend according to what they have, especially families now that people, you know, the husbands and some of the wives are no longer working who are vending. But we have 2 minutes left, so I'll leave it over to you and Ms. Matutu to just round us up.
Yes, we've spoken to Ms. Matutu, has told us some issues on domestic violence during COVID-19. If you can tell us, has the situation gotten better, Ms. Matutu, or is still the same in domestic violence with COVID-19?
This situation here, especially in South Africa, doesn't get better. It doesn't get better. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Women are killed, like, every day. We are there as women organizations, but I think what we are doing is not enough to stop men from killing women. What we are doing is not enough. Women are being killed every day. You know, from the 25th of November here in South Africa, there is a campaign against gender-based violence, 10 days of activity against gender-based violence. As the Zimimbokoto, we just going to just campaign and say, women, we are being killed. Instead of crying and saying, men, stop killing us, our motive now is to say, let's just look at why are they killing us? Let's just get to the root of that. Why are they killing us? Maybe if we find the reason why, maybe they will stop killing us. Because everyone has said it. The organizations have said it. Everyone has spoken to men. Men stop killing women. But the killings continue. It's an everyday. So now we're going to say during this, the 10 days of activism that are coming from the 25th of November, women, why are they killing us? That's fine.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matutu. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. I know, you know, you were getting heated up, and we want you to bring that passion to our next program. So we want to thank you, Ms. Beatrice Matutu, and also to thank Auntie Joy Zimbabwe for having been here on our program. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya. We are here in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good evening.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.